Thank you for joining us. Dame Nayda Glavish is also with us today as we reflect on 2023, the political situation, the social situation, the Erebus Monument situation, any other thing that tickles her fancy. It's great to have her on the program too on our last Pākehā for 2023. A warm welcome to you, Dame Nayda. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe o te rā koutou, hakarongo mai ana I te wā kāinga, noho haumaru mai.
Tēnā koe, Nayda. Well, one thing's for sure, we've lived through some political cycles. We've seen politicians come and go, our people remain. And we are witnessing, again, change politically and at times frustratingly. When you look back at 2023, what are some of the highs and lows and what are you hoping for next year? Let's start by looking backwards and pick up on the good stuff first. What good things happened from your read?
Well, one of the good things, in my respectful opinion, of course, is that that 200-year-old Pohutukaua tree in Parnell is safe from any interference in its continued growth. That's number one. This is an unusual year for us, I think, in so far as we'll be the only year in our history where we will have had three prime ministers. And we are where we are in terms of our politics of that. There's all sorts of things going on. So it's an unusual year. And I'm interested in the latest from Ngāti Kuri Taupōuri in the north of those who think that they can travel from wherever and scatter human ashes into the sea. Don't they realise that the sea is the food table and we go there to gather food? And is that how much their loved ones mean to them? Throw them in the sea? Oh my goodness, where's the tapu in that? And there's so many other things that are happening, like our reo, for goodness sake. We didn't ask for permission from anyone for our reo. It is ingrained in us, handed to us by ancestry. And yet, we get to 2023, and it's absolutely treated like a bit of rubbish. What on earth is the world coming to? So that's just off the top of my head, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Dame Nayda. Well, interestingly, when I spoke with Piripi Walker midweek, I says, well, denigrating attitude towards Te Reo Māori is coming out of Wellington. He says, no, it's not. It's coming out of Northland.
What? He can't blame Northland entirely for a government decision.
I think he was getting at Winston and Shane.
Yes, I know he was. But there are only two people in an agreed government.
Well, we've got a lot going on here. The dismantling of Te Aka Whai Ora, the rollback of smoke-free legislation, which will result in more deaths. And many of our young people in particular, Nayda, are feeling very anxious about what they are witnessing. Do you think that we should just, as a people, recognise that we will have to challenge winds from different directions, but ultimately we will get to our goal just as our forebears found Aotearoa as well? So do you think we can weather this political storm?
Well, I think we can. We've weathered political storms. We've weathered other storms as well. And I think that we don't need permission.